The museum is about 2 miles ahead. After you leave the tunnel, continue on US 25E south. Follow the signs to Harrogate. Turn right at the statue of Lincoln, who welcomes you at the entrance to Lincoln Memorial University. Map is on page 2.
Nearly a mile long, that's the length of this tunnel. It opened for traffic in 1996. While drilling the pilot bore through the mountain, they discovered caves 85 feet high and a lake 35 feet deep. This tunnel begins a new chapter in crossing Cumberland Gap. Before humans, bison used the gap as a natural pass through the mountains. The Shawnee and Cherokee Indians, following game animals, first marked the trail across the gap. Daniel Boone chopped out the Wilderness Road in 1775. The road was improved for small wagons 20 years later. In 1908, a federal object lesson road was built over the gap. The project was an experiment with different road surfaces. It produced the best road in the area. To ride over the gap was still a risky undertaking. Washouts, loose boulders, and hair-raising drop-offs discouraged all but the most determined. 50 years later, this road became known as Massacre Mountain from all of the automobile accidents. Today, there is no paved road over the gap. It's been restored to its 1775 condition. Visitors can now walk in the footsteps of pioneers along the historic Wilderness Road. The Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum is located on the scenic campus of Lincoln Memorial University. The museum offers one of the largest and most complete Lincoln and Civil War collections in the country. The exhibits give an intimate glimpse into the personal life of Lincoln and the era. Exhibits include the chair that Lincoln used for portrait photography by Matthew Brady, a famous Civil War photographer. Visitors can enjoy detailed dioramas depicting Lincoln during the war. In the Assassination Gallery, you can find 19th century toys, one called Parlor Monuments to the Dead. Lincoln's ancestors walked across Cumberland Gap. Let's listen to Stephen Wilson, assistant director and curator at the museum.
Abraham Lincoln's grandparents were a well-to-do middle-class family, and they decided to move from Rockingham County in Virginia, and they came down the Wilderness Road and moved into Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap. Their purpose was to find better land and more land in Kentucky. They settled down in 1780 and began building their farm. Abraham, the grandfather of Abraham Lincoln, was shot and killed by an Indian. Thomas Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln's father, was in the position of being kidnapped by the same Indian when his older brother shot and killed the Indian, thus saving Thomas's life. So if it weren't for the older brother, Thomas Lincoln, of course, would not have survived. And then Abraham Lincoln, the president, of course, would never have existed.
You'll find much more history and many good tales about the life of Lincoln at the museum. Ask about the walking tour around this beautiful campus.
Please get your passport stamped. Pause audio now.